So today's message is about fixing your attitude. I told you, you know, you get frustrated, all that other stuff that happens in this process, but it can really have an adverse effect on your studying, guys. Like, just because you're in a bad mood, just because you're frustrated, sometimes that effect is on the person you're studying with. Sometimes that effect is on your progress for the day. And sometimes that effect is just on you being able to focus. So, you know, you gotta fix your attitude sometimes before you walk in to wherever you're supposed to go. You know, do some extra prayer. Even when you get there, something might come up, might distract you for a second and get you back in your mindset. But, you know, a lot of that comes down with the decision to do and endure through bar prep. So, I mean, we all have our good days and our bad days. And, you know, I had a frustration day the other day, but I came back and I focused myself on having a better attitude, being more aware of the fact that this exam is coming up. It's 9 days today, so it'll be 8 days tomorrow. As you can see, there's no fear in my voice. I'm not just sitting here like impending doom. But at the end of the day, I trust God, and I trust all this work that we've been doing, all this, you know, studying, going through essays, and right, those things serve a purpose. Whether somebody else tells me the purpose, or whether I figure out on my own later on that the purpose was to teach me something about this process. So wherever I fall on the scale of bar prep or bar exam grades, I know one thing, it all serves a purpose. You know, we're fighting every day, we're enduring every day, we're coming to study every day. And I mean, I'm taking the little big old bag full of bar prep books and MBE questions and binders full of papers and notebooks, and I'm bringing that in the coffee shop, out the coffee shop, in the library, out the library, every day, no days off, for a good bit of time now. At some point, you know, you just have to trust that God has enabled you with being able to get the result in which He desires for you. But also, you have to realize that God has been there the whole time while you have been self-disciplining yourself. You know, God, He rewards discipline, being disciplined, having a disciplined mindset. And when you are studying for the bar, that ain't nothing but some discipline. I promise you. It's not nothing but discipline, because when you lack discipline in studying for the bar, you may find yourself not doing what you need to get done. And you may find yourself falling short somewhere in the bar exam when you get your grades back. So, I mean, it's just about discipline. But at the end of the day, you gotta fix that attitude. That means if you know you had a stupid attitude, I'm trying not to curse y'all. But if you know you had a stupid attitude the other day, don't come back the next day with the same attitude, the same energy. Don't nobody want to be around that. And you don't even want to be around that. You just angry and complaining 2 days in a row. You done wasted 2 whole days complaining. Okay? So, right attitude wins bar exams. Not this whole, oh my goodness, life is horrible. I can't believe I gotta do all this work. I'm tired of this shit. You know, that attitude, though it is real, okay? It's real. You really feel that way, guys. I ain't gonna lie to you. But come back the next day with a different mindset. Because the mindset that you develop for this bar is gonna determine where you are later on and being prepared for a case, a trial, a client. You know, you gotta do the work now. Because all this work that you're doing serves a purpose. Just like when you did that work on the LSAT and you didn't really understand it, and it was really frustrating you, it didn't make no sense, and you just didn't like the way you had to learn how to do XYZ. But when you get it done, y'all, it serves a purpose. So just remember, all of this serves a purpose for the greater good for your life. And don't get wrapped up in the fact that you don't have what you want right now in your bar exam score or on your bar exam, you know, grades and stuff from your bar prep program. Just focus on the end goal and fix your attitude, you know? Come there with a smile. Leave there with a smile. Laugh a little while. Thanks for listening. You got it.